knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films,
we do.
Then Dean's your guy.
Yes, he is.
So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk about hard porn.
He might. Dean.
That's negotiable. That part's negotiable. Dean Richards is the highly respected and highly decorated film critic over at WGN TV Morning News.
Don't laugh so hard.
Excuse me. I was joking.
Dean,
excuse
please.
Me. I was eating,
please.
eating a rice cake. And
yeah,
choked.
Sure. That happens. That happens. Dean,
I like how you guys talk during the theme song. It's like those old Barry White songs when the music is going. Oh, yeah.
Oh, baby.
Oh, you, you know what he's going to tell you.
Right? How come I can go lower than both of you?
Yeah, you can. A lot lower.
Two words, Paul Mall.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're funny.
Hey, Dean, this morning I heard you on with Pete McMurray, who's filling in for Steve, and you were telling the story about your encounter with Deborah Winger, and
right.
Boy, did I feel for you. That, you don't
did
want
you
Deborah
ever have
Winger.
That with
no,
her?
I've never met Deborah Winger, but boy... You don't want her mad at you.
I did not expect that from a Deborah Winger. I thought we'd have a nice interview. I'd carry her off the set afterwards to the strains of Up Where We Belong.
Right.
Did not expect that, and I had a similar experience with Meg Ryan, America's Sweetheart.
Yeah. Again, both
not so much.
Surprised me.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody has a bad day.
True. That's a good way of looking at it.
Yeah, that's the healthiest way, right? You just go, something must have happened with them earlier. Hey. It's not me, right?
Anybody that doesn't have a bad day, you're a big fat liar.
Bill holds on to the grudges, though, for years.
Yeah. Well, I do, too.
Yep. You do?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to.
Oh, ask Mel Gibson. Sure, of course I do.
You have to. But with Mel Gibson, you have since said some very nice things about his work. I've heard you say them.
I said nice things after he called me an a-hole.
Right.
I always said that he was a great actor and a great director.
Just not a very nice person.
I think he was just having, he was going through a tough time.
Yes.
Then.
Yeah.
You know, I think that was part of it. And I happened to be the straw that broke the camel's back, I think.
Can I ask you conversely, have you ever had somebody that you've heard is a tough interview and you've sat down with them and you go, well, what's everyone talking about? They're really nice.
Yeah, I can't think of a specific, maybe I'll think of one, but. Often when I, you know, I go in and I've heard that people are, you know, here's Harrison Ford is considered, a lot of people consider him a really difficult person to interview. I have not had anything but pleasant experiences talking with him. He's very friendly. He's funny. He's not, you know, abrasive in any way. Does not standoffish in any way, I think.
Where does that reputation come from,
then? I don't know. I don't know where. I don't know.
Was this pre-Callista Flockhart? Because maybe she softened him up.
Maybe.
I think I've talked to him before that, but I think there's some, you know, I'm going to say a lot of the blame may go with the journalists sometimes.
Yeah.
That when you ask stupid questions, don't be surprised when you get a stupid response or, you know, kind of an ignorant response. Do a little homework before you go in.
Right.
Somebody in the music world that I heard was a very tough interview, Pete Townsend, was awesome.
Was he nice to you?
He was so nice and charming, and I was really worried he was going to chew me up and spit me out. But
he
no.
didn't.
Uh-uh. Very nice.
Good. And you know who was for me? In show business circles, they always go, you do not want to sit down with Jerry Lewis. That guy is the worst.
Well, we've seen it recently.
Well, recently, but I've
had bad experiences with him, too.
And he was great with you?
I had a great time with him.
You
had
a great time with
him?
Yeah. Well, see, it must have been, maybe it was just my first name, Dean, set him off.
Right.
That could have been
it. He has a history.
Although, Bill, didn't you wear the Nutty Professor outfit when you talked to him?
But that was a coincidence.
Right.
I just happened to have it on that day.
Right.
I wasn't sucking up to him.
And the incredibly offensive Asian-American teeth that he likes to wear.
Yes. Right.
So Bill just happened to have those in for a completely the other reason.
Right. And I kept saying riboflavin funny just to make him laugh.
Bill found a word that had the most amount of R's in it possible.
Yeah.
So, of course, that's going to soften a guy up.
Won him over. That's what it did.
You sit and talk with him. When I had my bad experience with him, I was inundated with people who said, oh, yeah, you think that's something? This is what he did to me.
Oh,
and
no.
I kept hearing a million stories. So, it's you know, I think we can all take a lesson from whatever Bill did that day. If we ever want to have a nice conversation with Jerry Lewis in the future.
Dean, the video that Wendy's referring to, I'm sure you saw it. He was doing a press junket for a film he did a couple months ago, And
Hollywood Reporter, I believe.
Was it somebody from Hollywood Reporter?
I think so. You can Google it.
It's a reputable publication.
Yeah.
They kept asking him questions that were the questions you would ask in that situation about his life and his career and that particular movie. And I don't know how anyone could ever be ruder to an interviewer than Jerry Lewis was that day.
Yeah, he was dismissive and extremely condescending. The guy sounded like, you know, he may not have been the most experienced, but he was, I mean, I'm sure there are questions. There were questions that Jerry Lewis has answered a million times. But you know what?
Then don't do the interview.
Don't be. He clearly did not want to be interviewed that day.
What gave you that impression? The fact that he was going.
At one word answers.
Yes. Right. No.
Yeah. It was. I felt for the interviewer.
I did too.
I just, you know, save everybody some time. Don't even bother to be interviewed if that's how it's going to be.
The highlight of that one, Dean, I don't know if you remember this one, but this was the highlight for me, was the interviewer said, you're in Las Vegas, and the first time you came to Las Vegas was 1947 when you played at, and you mentioned the hotel and everything. And he goes, how has the city of Las Vegas changed from your first trip to Las Vegas in 1947 to today? Jerry's answer, it hasn't.
Oh, everybody knows Las Vegas hasn't changed one bit.
Next question.
It's different than it was yesterday.
Yeah. That was great, Bill.
It hasn't changed one bit.
All right. There's a couple
you know,
of...
Can I give you just one name while we're on these interviews? Because it was maybe one of the most moving interviews that I've ever done that I did not in any way expect to happen. This past weekend, I interviewed Tracy Morgan.
Yes.
Oh, I heard that, Dean.
First time interviewing him since his... accident that almost killed him.
Yeah.
He suffered severe brain trauma as a result of it. He's in this movie, Fist Fight, is his first motion picture. And we had one of the funniest interviews. He was hilarious and then got serious and actually broke down crying a little bit.
Yeah.
When he was talking about how he almost died and how what this movie symbolized to him of a comeback and being able to. Never thought he was going to be able to do this after his accident. And it was very moving. I did not think that an interview with Tracy Morgan was going to turn out as absolutely touching and poignant as it wound up being.
Great job with that.
Yeah. He seems to have a new appreciation. Not that he ever lost it, but he seems to have a very big appreciation for just living, doesn't he?
Sure does. I mean, that's what was so obvious in this interview is that's what he wanted. He was so excited that he got this role, so excited that he was going to get back to work and working with his friends and what it meant to him. And then he talks about how you have to appreciate every day. You have to appreciate it. It's more than just work. He was clearly got a new perspective on life. But he talked, you know, he broke down when he was saying, I almost died.
And he lost a friend in that accident as well.
He did. He lost a friend and is still, has trouble walking. But I didn't expect. I've interviewed Tracy Morgan before, and it's kind of fun and, you know, it's kind of silly. Just one of the most touching and poignant things that I've ever gone through, which I'll be playing the full interview.
Sunday?
Not this Sunday, but the following Sunday.
Okay.
When this movie Fist Fight opens. Charlie Day and Ice Cube. Mm. I like talking to ice cubes, too.
Mm. I love Charlie Day.
I like crushed ice. I like
Can I say something about...
Slivers. I like snow cones. That's one of my favorite rap groups. Snow cones is my favorite rap group.
Snow cone and the slivers?
Yeah.
The Tracy Morgan, do you guys remember when he came back since his accident, the first time he appeared on SNL to host it, and he came out and did the open and acted like he was having trouble talking, and then he's like, just kidding. So it is such a turnaround, and this is how many years since the accident? It's been a while.
4 or 5, maybe? Mm-hmm.
And it's just different to hear him react to it now, but I'm sure he thinks about that all the time.
Yeah.
Poor guy. Really, I love him.
Really touching. Really, really sweet. You never know. As you guys well know, you sit down to do an interview with somebody, you absolutely never know what's going to happen.
True. That's true. All right, let's take a quick break, and then Dean will tell you which movies are coming out this weekend. Stick around for that.
Maybe. I will.
We'll see how
it feels.
You
never know what happens when you talk to somebody. Maybe.
Very unpredictable.
It's maybe when I take my mic and throw it to the ground.
That's fine. It's up to you.
And I go all Deborah Winger on you.
Full on Winger. It'll happen. It's Bill and Wendy WGN.
Back to Dean.
It's got to stay live. Dean Richards
is here.
You like
it more than your MyPillow?
I like my MyPillow.
Differently. What about the Esthetique? You like the Esthetique?
Esthetique XV.
Also good.
PermaSeal has done a great job waterproofing my basement.
Yep.
1-800-GOT-JUNK took my junk.
Right.
What? Out of my trunk.
What? Are we talking about 50 Shades Darker already?
Yes,
we are.
Got her junk out of her trunk.
Yes,
what?
We are. Let's start out, if it's okay with you, Dean, with Lego Batman, and I'll explain why. About a year and a half ago when the Lego movie came out, and I love Lego, don't get me wrong, but I thought, well, this can't be a movie. They're just plastic bricks.
That's what I said.
And then it was a really good movie, wasn't it?
That's what I said. It was a really funny movie because of it didn't take itself seriously. It was witty.
Yeah.
It was funny. The writing was good, and all based on these stupid little plastic things that, you know, for most adults, your only connection with them is when you're you find them when you're walking around barefoot. So I thought, well, a sequel, you know, this couldn't possibly be good again. And the Lego Batman movie, they've taken the Batman character from the first movie that was voiced by Will Arnett and given him his own follow-up movie, and it's even funnier than the first movie.
Really?
It is so funny, so witty, so clever. The storylines are great. It's, you know, little kids are going to love it for what it is. But if you're a grown-up, and especially if you're a movie fan and a Batman fan, if you followed any of the Batman movies, if you followed the Adam West TV show, there is spoofing palooza going on.
Oh, beautiful. Good.
With all this.
Dean, is it good for a five-year-old?
I think it is.
Okay. Because I think Ryan dresses like a five-year-old and he goes to movies.
Stop it.
He gets in at half price.
Some of the Batman Lego stuff that he watches is a little advanced for him, but I didn't know if they dumbed it down a little bit for the movie.
I think that, you know, some things are going to completely go over his head, but there's, you know, cartoon adventure, cartoon violence, if you will.
Yeah.
You know, it's not it's not anything that you wouldn't see in any kind of kids cartoon or animated feature, but I think it works for little kids. I think that really all ages are going to like this. But Batman fans, be prepared for your cowls to explode off of your head. I never laugh out loud. I just don't. I don't know why. I was laughing hysterically.
Wow!
Right? I couldn't
really?
Even breathe. With this movie. I loved it.
It's so star-studded, too.
There are all kinds of great names in it. Will Arnett, of course, is Batman. Michael Cera is Robin, the Boy Wonder, in this movie. I don't even want to give away any of the subplots or anything, because I want everything to wind up being a surprise. Zach Galifianakis is the voice of the Joker, who is mad because he's not the number one villain to Batman. He wants to be his number one. Well, I have a lot of criminals that I'm going for. I like to fight around. I guess I did give away a little bit of it.
Yeah,
it's hysterical.
But it's really funny. A great cast, beautiful animation. The director is from Chicago. He grew up in Libertyville, went to school at Columbia College, and as I found out in my interviews, was a huge Tom Skilling fan.
Oh, yeah?
So, you know, that, in my book, makes him the greatest director. Over Steven Spielberg now makes him the greatest director of all time.
Interesting that they'd repair Will Arnett and Michael Cera again, since they worked together on Arrested Development for years. They know each other's moves. That's a good move.
Yeah, interesting, and I wonder how much of that spontaneity is there, because often with these animated movies, the actors aren't even in the same room while they're doing their...
voiceovers.
Yeah, Will Arnett told me that there was only one scene that he did with another actor, Rosario Dawson, who plays Commissioner Gordon's daughter, Barbara Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
They just wanted them in the room together to, you know, to get that chemistry together. So I don't even think that Arnett and Michael were in the same room at the same time while they did their roles. But the Batman / Bruce Wayne, oops, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Robin, dynamic is really great and really, really funny.
I can't wait to see it. So Dean's List
giving
on
it a Dean's
Batman?
List A. Yeah, big old Dean's List A on this one. Loved it.
The sequel to 50 Shades of Grey, this is 50 Shades Darker, also done with Lego bricks.
Did you say
that.
Bricks?
Bricks.
How great would that be? Hey, look which piece fits in with this piece. What?
Something for everyone.
What?
How does this?
They can't make anything out of Legos. That's why they're called Leg.
Right.
O's.
Right.
I don't. You know, I saw it last night. I'm still processing this whole thing.
Did you like the first one?
I thought it was okay.
Yeah.
I didn't see it either. I'm the only woman, I think, who didn't see it or read the book.
I am really puzzled. I mean, this is a relationship between this multi-bazillionaire Christian Grey and a young woman who came to interview him, with whom he became infatuated. They went through all kind of weird sadomasochistic things in the first movie, and she wound up leaving him. This movie opens; it's in the trailer, so I don't think I'm giving anything away here. But he just can't live without her, as it turns out. What's the good of having a whip if you don't have someone to use it on?
That's so true.
I guess would be the thinking there.
I want a bumper sticker that says that.
I'm going to have a pillow needle pointed for you with that on it.
Great.
Bumper sticker is not good enough. So he wants her back. She reluctantly takes him back. They kind of rekindle their relationship again. I'm not sure. I think if I was a woman watching this movie, I would feel a little insulted. It feels degrading that the core of this relationship is, I mean, it's mutually consented in this relationship.
Yeah.
But it seems abusive, and it just doesn't, I don't get the whole pain, you know, inflicting pain on somebody to show them that you care for them thing.
But there are people like that.
There are people like that. Yeah. I get that. So, I mean, that's the part, I guess, that's why I'm a little bit conflicted, because it seems disrespectful to me to women. Yet, I'm in this theater mostly filled with women who are giggling and awing, and as they were walking out of this theater, say how much they liked it, and they would have liked to have been her, and, you know, so if anything, I'll say that this movie is less dark than the first one.
That's good.
It's a little more, these two people, Jamie Dornan and Dakota Johnson, seem to be enjoying their relationship this time.
Yeah.
So I guess it seemed a little more pleasant.
I don't know. All right.
I'm definitely not the target for this movie.
Dean's list on this Dean?
I'm giving it a C just because I can't decide.
Right.
I didn't hate it. I definitely didn't hate it. And I didn't like it. So I guess it's
hard to recommend.
Sort of neutral. I guess if you like the first one, you're going to like this one. I got to think about it a little more. You know what it is? I can't concentrate with these nipple clips.
No, I understand. Believe me.
That's what's throwing the
whole
thing.
I get it.
That's what's throwing the whole thing off.
Holy moly.
A little bit.
So Lego Batman and A and the new 50 Shades movie, Spanx for the Memories, that gets a C.
That gets a C. And the other movie that's opening this weekend is John Wick 2. Keanu Reeves is back.
Love him.
Basically the same as that first John Wick movie that I loved. It's nothing but mindless violence.
Yeah.
And it's really fun, and it's really fun to see Keanu Reeves and Lawrence Fishburne together again since The Matrix, first time since The Matrix. They have a very short scene, but it's really fun and meaty, and I'm giving that one a B+.
Excellent. Dean, thanks so much. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
See you guys.
That's Dean Richards.
Thanks,
we'll find out what Steve has next. Bill and Wendy, WGN.